I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He's senior editor at New Mexico Magazine, and he's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice rain last night, huh?
Nice rain indeed.
I heard they got like the power went out in a lot of places, but my house didn't. There was power at my house.
Yeah,
there was no power.
The only thing that went out was my dog's calmness.
Yeah.
That's long gone. But anyway, Eddie Palmieri tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Yes, indeed.
And I am looking forward to that.
Yeah, you interviewed him, didn't you?
I did. Yep, we had a nice conversation, and he's a great master. The man has won so many awards from so many major institutions, like sort of old boy institutions, as well as being a complete leader in the Latin music and Latin jazz world.
Absolutely.
9 Grammy Awards.
9?
Not one. Not
Damn.
Two.
Take that, Justin Bieber.
And then, you know, we haven't been talking lately about the opera.
We have not been talking about the opera.
But the opera continues.
The opera continues. Let's see. I know that tonight we have La Donna
del Lago, the Lady of the Lake.
Yes, we have the Lady of the Lake tonight. And then, we also have Oscar. Right?
Tomorrow. I think it's the opening night of Oscar.
It's the opening night of Oscar, and I wanted to read this little bit in a story that Candace wrote for the lovely New Mexico Magazine.
Lovely Candace Walsh.
About Oscar. It says, Oscar stars acclaimed countertenor David Daniels, fresh from singing the role in Handel's Julio Cesar at New York's Metropolitan Opera.
Julius Caesar.
Composer Theo Morrison specifically wrote the opera for Daniels. The singer, quote, wanted the opera to have some edge, to have relevance to the 21st century, unquote, says PR director Joyce Hidema, referring to Wilde's imprisonment for his romantic involvement with Lord Alfred Douglas as it relates to this year's debate over same-sex marriage.
Yep.
But it's not a gloomy tome about gay rights, she said. It's a full-blown opera that's got humor, satire, everything an opera should have. Right, and then General Director Charles McKay says it's lyrical, it's not atonal and dissonant, but it's not warmed over 19th or 20th century music either. It has a piquant modern sense quality to it, the 19th century character of Oscar Wilde's time put through the prism of the 21st century. That sounds
Excellent.
Like a good one.
It does.
Tomorrow night, right? Opening night. And then again on July 31st, August 9th, August 12th, and August 17th.
And it's not playing that many times, but it's definitely worth going to check out. What else is going on?
What else is going on? Spanish market and contemporary Hispanic market. Hello.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This weekend. You could tell by the swollen crowds in downtown.
I know.
And the lack of parking spaces at the state capitol.
I was eating lunch downtown yesterday, and the people I was with said, who are all these people and why are they here?
Why are they here? They're paying your salary.
Exactly.
One way or another. But no, it's going to be a fantastic gig. I generally, stay away from the big crowds. I like to go early.
Yeah.
But contemporary Hispanic market is one of my favorite things ever.
Now, we have a play coming up. Let's see. Santa Fe Rep is presenting a reading of Moises Kaufman's Gross Indecency. And this is also an Oscar Wilde thing. This is what I was looking for when you were talking about Oscar at the opera. It takes us through the 3 grueling trials Wilde was forced to endure before being sentenced to 2 years in prison. And it's tonight and Sunday. Tonight at 7 and Sunday at 4 o'clock. And it's part of the opera's symposium on Oscar Wilde. But you can also go separately. You can go to sfrep.org or call 629-6517 to get your tickets. And lots of great local actors. And Scott Harrison of Ironweed Productions has stepped in at the last minute to replace an actor who I guess wasn't able to do it.
He's just everywhere lately, isn't he?
He's fabulous.
Yes. Tons of art openings this weekend, especially tonight. I'm all gussied up. Sitting across from you.
You are.
For the Zane Bennett Contemporary Arts Native Vanguard Contemporary Masters, including works by T.C. Cannon, one of my favorites, Frank Buffalo Hyde, another one of my favorites, and Ramona, I can never pronounce her name, Sakistewa. Anyway, there's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. It goes through August 23rd. That reception is tonight. If you can find parking, you should go. Or just walk there.
You know,
or take a bus.
Somebody said to me the other day, we are so spoiled here in New York, you think nothing of walking 10 blocks. But here, if you don't find a space in front of the building to which you are going, you feel like you just have to go turn around and go home and take your bed.
Here's the thing. In New York, the sidewalks are even. There are no holes in them. Okay, they smell like urine, but they're flat. They're even. There are no holes in them for the most part. And, you know, your biggest obstacle is a giant rat.
Your biggest obstacle is the 437 other people on that one block.
Well, that's true, but at least everyone's headed in the same direction.
But the point is, you can park, like, on the other side of St. Francis.
Yeah.
And walk. Anyway.
That's true.
Grand Gallery grand opening of Lone Dog Noise Cat, Neo-Aboriginal Art. Robert Mirabal and Black Eagle are doing that. And it's today from 4 to 7 at 241 Delgado Street. And so this is a new gallery, Lone Dog Noise Cat. And for more information, lonedognoisecat.com.
Neato.
Yep.
Hey, Meowwolf is up to their old tricks again.
Oh, really?
They are doing this really cool thing, and if I can bring it up, I will tell you all about it. It's called Rogue City, right? It is basically a party out of bounds. You know, remember the old Traditions, the Butterger's space out there? Traditions on White Albuquerque? They have transformed some of it into this really funky, freaked out, psychedelic sort of dance emporium, right? They've got DJs Numtron, Dirt Girl, Holograms, Tina Pizza, Syntax, Don Quixote, PFFP, Coder, Teddy No Name, Muffin Top, The Infector, Adam Joel. But this is also cool. There's going to be a projection dome, a 30-foot projection wall. There's going to be a Meow Wolf light sculpture, and Lumenscapes is going to be providing lighting effects. If you go to their Facebook page, MySpace, what is this, 2000? Anyway, you can figure out how to get tickets, or you can, you know, just go to their Facebook page. Anyway, but it's tomorrow at 9 p.m., and it lasts pretty much all night. And they have a shuttle if you don't want to drive.
Excellent.
I think there's limited space, and it might all be taken. But go to their Facebook page and find out.
All right.
It's going to be a really cool event.
So Felines and Friends has, as always, sent their Cat of the Week.
Okay. No kidding.
And this week's Cat of the Week is Amina. She and her siblings, Amara, Archer, and Acton, were rescued from one of their trap neuter release operations in Los Pinos. And Amina is very sweet, playful, and adorable. She's a beautiful girl, medium length, black and white coat, black face, and a little white chin. That sounds so cute. And she's just a few months old, so she's a kitten. If you are interested in adopting her, call 505-316-2281 or go to FNFNM, which stands for Felines and Friends, FNFNM.org.
Sweet. Hey, Anthony Leon and Paige Barton are going to be doing a duet thing at Tiny's tonight at around 8:30 in the p.m. That's going to be a fun show.
Excellent.
And it's far away enough from town that you can find parking. So so that's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking in front of me, and there are just like a ton of art openings, too many to mention here. But we've got GF Contemporary's got Glance at the Sun. It's a group show. There's a session from 5 to 7 tonight. That's over there on Canyon Road. We've got Independent Artist Gallery at 102 West San Francisco Street. And let's see. That's on the second floor. Remember that. There's Pastels by Sally Barnes Freeman. And I don't know if there's a reception tonight, but it opens tonight anyway. Let's see. Thai Gallery has Fushi Bamboo Basket. So, you know, like if you're in the neighborhood, you know, at the Zane Bennett thing, you can go to the Thai Gallery and check that out too. Anyway, lots of stuff going on gallery-wise.
And okay. A Collected Works bookstore.
Yes.
Tonight, Bill Carellis, Life, let's see. I'm still pre-caffeinated. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Friday, tonight, Bill Carellis, Living Life Fully, Finding Sanity and Goodness in the Unpredictable, A Guide to the Good Life in Our Modern Era by this author who's publishing with Shambhala Press. And that's tonight. They didn't give us the times, but I'm thinking it's 6 o'clock. And then Sunday the 28th, Journey Santa Fe, David Correa, and the Troubled History of New Mexico Land Grants. And Zaylee did, I believe she did a show on that yesterday here on the Radio Cafe. And that should be a very good book. And he will be the guest lecturer. And those are usually at 11 o'clock. And then Sunday, July 28th at 3 o'clock is the open mic. Sign up is at 2:45. And you can just show up for that and read your poetry or do whatever, or read something, whatever you want to do. Then Tuesday, the 30th of July, Roger Ween's Red Rover, Inside the Story of Robotic Space Exploration from Genesis to the Mars Rover Curiosity. And finally on Thursday, the 1st of August, Swaya and Collected Works Bookstore present Authenticity in Native Arts, which is an ongoing lecture series by Native American artists.
Neat.
Yep.
Hey, John Tonacosta and the Straight Up are playing tonight at the Museum Hill Cafe at 6 p.m. in Milner Plaza. That's going to be a fun one.
Yes, indeed.
Anything John does is fun. Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival is continuing, right? We've got the Santa Fe, at the St. Francis Auditorium. At the New Mexico Museum of Art. Tonight they've got the Flux Quartet. That's 6 p.m. Then, let's see, Saturday they've got the guitarist Richard Savino and soprano Christine Brandis. And that starts at 5 p.m. So, lots of chamber music stuff happening.
Yes, and this is the first year that I haven't covered chamber music in some detail on this show, but do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, to go to chamber music, because it's one of the greatest events of our year.
One of the greatest events. Isn't that a song or something? Something.
And they're also going to have a Cuban band.
Really?
Later in the year, yes. Later in the summer.
Hey, we've got Santa Fe Bandstand is continuing, right? Mm-hmm. Monday, we've got Fiddlin' Doc Gonzalez and Lipbone Redding. And then we've got Round Mountain, and that's all, all kicks off at like 6 on Monday. And then Tuesday, we've got Tree Motel and Jupiter Spiral, sort of indie rock and some psych rock. That happens at 6 p.m. That's going to be a good one. Tree Motel used to be a Santa Fe band. Now they're an Austin band.
Oh, cool.
With Santa Fe roots.
Is that considered a step forward? Austin having the music scene it does?
I think it all depends on your outlook. I think a lot of indie rock bands anyway, don't get much play here, both on the radio and in venues, and so they end up having to leave for those reasons. Anyway, let's see. And then we've got Nacha Mendez is playing at 6 p.m. Along with Mariacha Buenaventura. And then Lumbre del Sol is also playing. That's on Wednesday. It all starts at 6 o'clock.
Excellent.
Lots of good music on the bandstand.
And exactly. Santa Fe Bandstand, another great institution of our summer. I wish summer would go on for longer.
Forever and ever.
Not forever and ever, but if you could just have spring, summer, fall, and then a very abbreviated winter, that would be good. It's a week away. The Santa Fe Public Radio KSFR Book and Music Sale, August 2nd and 3rd, next Friday and Saturday, over 7,000 books, 3,000 CDs, 2,000 LPs.
I know.
And DVDs, and everything must go. Everything must go.
I think this might be the weekend I go out and get a phonograph.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
And it's Saturday, Friday 1 to 6, and there's a bit of admission. And Saturday 9 to noon, and then again 1 to 3, and admission is free for everyone on Saturday. And it's at the fitness center. It used to be in the Hemis Rooms. Now it's in the fitness center.
Yeah. And it benefits, of course,
KSFR.
Yep. Oh, congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Didn't you win some kind of thing or something?
Santa Fe Reporter Best Locally Produced Radio Show.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for voting.
Yes. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What do we got here? Santa Ana Feast Day is actually today also out there at Santa Ana Pueblo. That's going to be fun if you want to get away. I'm reading things in the calendar of the New Mexico magazine, so I'm just going to veer off for one second. into different territory.
Yes.
Let's see. We already talked about the opera. We've got the coach of the Lake Triathlon is there on July 28th at Coche de Pueblo. Let's see. What else?
I'll tell you what else. The Wagner Society of Santa Fe. Whoops. Never mind.
Okay. I'll go. Las Vegas, the Rough Rider Motorcycle Rally is July 26th through 28th. And Rue d'Oso, we've got the Van Cleburne International Piano Competition Gold Medalist. Performance by the prize-winning pianist, selected in June. The Spencer
awesome.
Theater for the Performing Arts. That should be pretty cool.
That should be super amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
And then tomorrow, a group called Runa is playing a gig, and that's a vocalist and step dancer, Sharon Lambert Ryan of Philadelphia. There's guitarists and percussionists and mandolin and bodhrán and all kinds of step dancing and fiddle. So they often perform with world-renowned guest musicians, including Isaac Alderson of the Yulian Pipes, Flutes, and Whistles. And so all of that is at Gig Performance Space at 1808 2nd Street. And there we have it.
Yeah. Hey, Spring Awakening continues at Warehouse 21 this weekend, today, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got 7 p.m. Performances tonight and Saturday, and a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday.
Yay.
And that's going to be a good one. Tickets are available through holdmyticket.com. You can call 231-6879 for more information. Ages 16 and under must be accompanied by adult because there's boys kissing in it. Yeah.
Shock, I tell you.
But it's a really good play. I'm hearing very good things.
Yeah, I've heard very good things about it as well.
So, let's see.
What
I lost my place.
We got?
Let's see. We've got lots of theater. We've got Eldorado Children's Theater has Broadway Kids at La Tienda Performance Space in Eldorado. Let's see. There's a performance tonight, or this afternoon at 3 p.m. Excuse me. We've got Bye Bye Birdie. Continues. This is the final weekend of the Pandemonium Productions production of Bye Bye Birdie at the James A. Little Theater. Let's see. We already talked about the three trials of Oscar Wilde.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. We've got Spring Awakening, right?
And last Friday's free Rail Yard Park dog movie night featuring the Disney classic
Lady
and the Tramp was canceled due to the amazing rains. And being in New Mexico, we just simply don't complain about rain because we must not and we can't. And it's so wonderful. However, it did cancel the movie night. So Heath Concerts, event sponsors Tecatu and the Espanola Valley Humane Society and the Santa Fe Rail Yard are doing a rain check show tonight. And it starts at sunset. Leashed dogs are welcome.
Leashed dogs are welcome.
Leashed.
That's tonight?
That's tonight at the rail yard.
Oh, not leased dogs.
They're dogs with a collar and then a little clip and then a string, which is kind of leashy.
Okay. Right. So not like dogs for rent, not leased.
Leased, no.
Okay. Just making sure.
Good. That's a good thing to be sure about.
Well, there's more theater. We've got Santa Fe Shakespeare Society is presenting 12th night at the Band Shell, 6 p.m. today and Sunday. Right?
Uh-huh.
It's through August 11th. Some of these things get rained out, as we know, this time of year, in the monsoonal season.
It's true.
But it's right by my house. I mean, I could just take my dog. Oh, no, you probably can't take your dogs over there. But I could walk over there. I could ride my bike over there. I could skateboard over there if I had a skateboard.
Now, isn't Fusion Theater doing a Sam Shepard play?
Let me see. I'm not sure
will find it. You go ahead.
I'll just keep on keeping on. Right? Did you already talk about the KSFR Radio Music Cafe Jazz Series?
You go ahead.
Okay. Vocalist Barbara Bentry with John Rangel on piano, Anthony Zadrozny on bass, and John Tredicosta on drums, 7 p.m. at the Museum Hill Cafe.
Yes. I believe you talked about that.
No, that was a different one. That was a different Tronicosta deal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yes.
There's one tonight, I think, and then there's one on Wednesday night.
All right.
Yeah. This one's for KSFR, though, babes. So call 428-1527 for more information. These things really fill up a lot.
Oh, we missed the Fusion Theater.
We did.
Sorry.
Okay. Darn. Sorry.
It's my fault.
Yeah, Santa Fe Opera backstage tours also are still happening.
Yes, so. And don't forget to go on a backstage tour. And don't forget to go to the movies.
Oh, yes. That's right. What have we got?
We
have a vampire film now today. It is, what is it called? Byzantium is this vampire drama that's happening at the screen. I don't think it's like Twilight. I think it's probably better. I think there's probably acting in it.
Well, that's a very high bar.
Yeah, it is a very high bar. I can't believe that the vampire thing is still happening. Anyway.
I know, people love it. Well, the vampire-werewolf love triangle was truly inspired.
Yes.
Vampire-werewolf-human. But, okay, so vampire movie. And don't forget, 20 Feet from Stardom, which is a great hit, which is playing at the CCA. But it's about backup singers. Have you seen it?
No, somebody was talking about this movie at work the other day.
Yeah.
No, my mom was talking about it. We wanted to go do something this weekend that didn't involve looking for a parking space. So we were thinking about maybe going and seeing it.
Yeah.
You know.
It's apparently fantastic. Got nothing but good reviews. And that's at the CCA. And then The Look of Love starting today. And here's what they say about it. Epic, sexy, and anchored by a wondrously nuanced performance by comic genius Steve Coogan, Michael Winterbottom's latest tells the rise and fall of Paul Raymond, the king of Soho, during the swinging 1960s and 70s. Soho, English Soho.
Swinging, baby.
Yep.
Hey, Mom, if you're listening, Masters of Comedy, Silent Comedy Extravaganza number 2. She probably just fell asleep when I said that. But I love silent comedies, and CCA is having another round of them Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. And apparently our good friend Robert not really, you know, didn't think it was too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to this.
You should go.
Yeah, it's 2 days only, and I don't know. I want something funny, though, and uplifting.
Yeah, funny and uplifting is good.
I went and saw World War Z.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Was it bad?
What a piece of garbage.
That was Brad Pitt's zombie movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't even take his shirt off. It's like, but it's not even.
Then why go?
Well, I mean, if you're into that. But
is he a zombie?
Really, really bad.
Or is he a zombie fighter?
He's a zombie fighter.
Mm.
Yeah. The book was much better. Read a book.
Yeah, everybody stay home. We're telling you all these things to do, but instead stay home and read a book.
No, but I'm saying in lieu of how bad this movie is, go pick up the book instead.
Ah, okay.
It's a quick read. You can finish it in the same time it took for the movie.
Wow.
Anyway.
So here's a movie at the CCA, Cave Digger and Monument to the Dream, final encore screening on Monday, July 29th. The American Institute of Architects is presenting this, and Rob Paulette will be in person. It got 3.5 chilies from the Pasatiempo, and it's about the eighth wonder of the world, art caves, in New Mexico's sandstone cliffs. I haven't seen it, so I'm not even sure what we're talking about here. Have you seen this movie?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. And then encore screenings of Wild are happening Friday and Saturday. That's today and tomorrow. It's a presentation also of the Santa Fe Opera.
Hey, did we mention the Institute of American Indian Arts Writers Festival?
No!
Okay.
Please do.
That's on Tuesday. There's free readings by students, faculty, and native authors, including N. Scott Momaday.
Yay.
That's,
isn't Sherman Alexie coming soon?
I think so.
We'll have to get a hold of that, yes.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's something about it on the IA website, or you can call 424-2351. The festival is through August 3rd, but I'm not sure what the exact schedule is. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, get on that.
Yeah.
What else? There's some poetry readings. Rick Smith is reading on Wednesday the 31st at Opposite at 500 Montezuma Avenue, the old home of Borders and the lovely Lucky Bean Cafe. And that is at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday. So, if you like poetry, there's one for you. Desert Corral.
Did you say Opposite?
Yep.
Yeah, because they're not in the little lovely bookstore area on Baca Street anymore.
No. They're waiting to move. I think they're waiting to move into that space over there where, like, O'Hori's is.
Oh, okay. I'm glad they're still with us. That was a very, very nice bookstore.
Yeah. And they have a lot of space there now. And they have a lot of books.
They have a lot of books. They've got a lot of nice stuff.
Yeah. So I really need to get over there and say hi to those guys. I haven't really seen them since they moved. Let's see. Behind Adobe Walls House and Garden Tour, Santa Fe Garden Club's annual guided tour of local private residences is going on. If you go to the santafegardenclub.org, you can find out the dates and times. I know there's one on Tuesday, the 30th, from noon to 5 p.m., which is kind of hard for people who work. But I'm sure there are other dates, so... check that out. We've got Santa Fe Clay Summer Slide Series on Wednesday. Series continues with Ceramist Stephen Hill at 7 p.m. at Santa Fe Clay over there in the rail yard at 545 Camino de la Familia. And the Summer Slide Series is through August 14th.
And don't forget to go to not only the CCA, but also the screen. You mentioned the vampire movie there and all kinds of other movies. Performance on Sunday called Nabucco Greek Theater and Teatro Antico from Taormina, Italy. Taormina, that's Sicily. I have ancestors from right around there. Anyway, conducted by Pier Giorgio Morandi and directed by Enrique Castiglioni. And this is sung in Italian with English subtitles. Okay.
Neat.
So, yeah. But I guess it's a movie of a performance. Is that what it sounds like?
What it sounds like.
All right. And lots of other good things are happening. So, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt has been joining us. He's senior editor with New Mexico Magazine and is here with us quite often speaking of the arts. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And please do write. We welcome all comments. And if you're going to send us a listing to be read on Speaking of the Arts, please send it a few days rather than a few weeks beforehand. Because the ones a few weeks old just get lost in the vortex of inboxiosity. So stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. And Rob DeWalt, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. I just wanted to mention that the August issue of New Mexico Magazine is available now.
Excellent.
And it's got some really neat stuff in it, including 25 Reasons to Love Gallup. Who knew?